we've launched Headline into Corn. Actually, 2005 was registered. 2006, 2007 were the big years where we've started to develop this market in corn. And what we've seen is yield enhancement for growers due to disease control and the plant health benefits that they realize in the neighborhood of 12 to 16 bushels, depending on their environment. So helping the grower, you know, maximize their yield potential as well as minimize their risk on that acre.
Okay, you looked back at successes, but you also brought people here into today and looking at this next growing season.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking at last year. There's a lot of challenges, and every year seems to have its own different layer of challenges. But we look at the past years in review, and then we try to do all the training and education of what we learned from the previous seasons over the winter and educate our customers and the people that are advocates for BASF on how to utilize these products and get the best responses on those acres and where they should be using them.
Again, last year, a year of lessons learned.
Yeah, definitely with the late harvest, late planting. But once again, there was a lot of late season disease pressure, and just overall yield data that we've seen from the main corn growing regions is that the growers that treated with Headline were happy they made that decision, and a lot of them commented they wish they potentially would have done some more acres than what they did in 2009.
Okay, so what's next?
What we see next is we're excited to be launching Headline Amp into the corn market. What we've done there is we've taken Headline and added to that a new triazole, metconazole, to bring a combination product that growers as well as our customers are asking for, and we want to deliver the best one that we could with that combination of those two products.
The research trials, what is that showing? How is that going to really benefit the grower out there, their bottom line?
So what we've done is we've done a lot of work with universities as well as seed companies and replicated trials all across the Midwest. You know, with Headline and Headline Amp, we've seen, you know, in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 bushel responses in these replicated trials. And location-wise, and talk to Headline Amp, is we have over 29 locations now where we have replicated trials for the past 3 years. We've seen a benefit of 11.3 bushels over the untreated. So from these, we're able to pull out more information, you know, look at hybrids, look at environments, look at corn rotations, and give growers more specific recommendations to what they should be looking at, where they want to make a Headline treatment to maximize that response and get the greatest ROI from that investment.
So the main takeaway for the crop consultants here today, what would that be?
Work with the growers, that evaluate their situations and see where Headline or Headline Amp would fit on their acres to help that grower realize higher yields and help push his yield potential so he can get a greater ROI on that acre with all the investments he's putting into it.